Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Roger and JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio, 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025 are the phone numbers. Anytime you want to be in touch with us, Dead Guy in the Envelope, coming up at 1220.
Monica, where are you?
Hi, Monica.
You could actually be a good barometer for this.
Okay, what's up?
So my son and his friends decided that they want to go out as the crew from The Family Guy. Mm-hmm. Like all the friends, like Quagmire and Peter Griffin and everything else.
Yeah.
And Joe, well, obviously, Cleveland's out.
You can be Cleveland. You just can't blackface, but go
ahead.
Well,
then how is he going to be Cleveland?
He talks a certain way. He wears the
suit. They're not getting into conversations with people while they're trick-or-treating.
You
they're just going to
trick-or-treat like Cleveland?
He could go as
they're
Cleveland.
11.
Is Cleveland also the weather guy? When he goes, it's going to rain.
No.
All black cartoons look alike to Roger.
All right. That's the black weatherman. That's right.
So they asked me, you watched Family Guy at all, Monica? Do you know the characters?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Joe is the guy in the wheelchair, right?
Yeah.
Mm. My son asked me to get him a wheelchair.
Oh.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's funny because I saw it as funny and then immediately looked at my wife like, I don't know.
No.
Because he's not making fun of people in wheelchairs.
Right.
He's just, they're going out as a character that's in a wheelchair among all the others
on the show.
That are on the show.
But if you replace in the wheelchair with black character Cleveland, you know, it's the same thinking,
it's
right?
No way. So hold on a second, though. I don't think
if
I
you
don't,
can't imitate
again,
race.
I brought it up here,
yeah,
because I don't think.
Uh-huh. Can you imitate going disabilities?
Out, going out in blackface is off the table,
yeah,
immediately
right,
off the table. But going out as like, you know, with muscles under his shirt, like Joe's all jacked up, right? Mm-hmm. So they put on a big shirt, throw some balloons under there, make him all jacked up, and in the wheelchair, he's not. Yep. I don't know. I don't know if the reason blackface is off the table is because at this point in time, blacks have been the butt of jokes and that kind of humor for years and years and years, and is now no longer acceptable. And I understand that.
Right.
Have people in wheelchairs been the butt of all these jokes? Where they okay?
Anybody with a disability.
So then you tell. Right. So then I can't. They can't go
use
out.
The R word. You have to say the. Somebody like, I was disabled
put,
or
my son was
use the right word for that as well. You know.
My son was going to be Peter Griffin, so I was going to put balls on his chin. And like
you're going to send your son out with balls on his chin?
Well, something that looks like Peter Griffin's got balls. Like
a chin
that looks like balls, right?
That's right.
So I was going to just put something on his chin and then put like pillows under him and make him fat and this, that, and the other thing.
That's definitely odd as it is. That's a safer character than the other
but
two.
But they're going out. There's a crew of them.
Yeah. See, the thing is, anybody who watches the show gets it. Knows that those are the characters from the show that are on all the time and nobody's offended by them being, well, some people would be offended by the show, of course, but the characters are there on the show all the time and they're fine. But someone who doesn't watch the show will look and be like, why is this kid imitating a guy in a wheelchair? Or why is this kid imitating a black gentleman? You know, whatever.
But he's not imitating.
Like being that character.
If he was on his own going out there as that one character, I think maybe people could get uptight.
Mm-hmm.
As the whole crew from the show? I mean, come on.
I know, but then he's... Go ahead, Brett.
Would you let him dress up as Stephen Hawking?
Oh, somebody would probably do that, right?
No, but Stephen Hawking is not it's not the family. I think you're comparing apples to oranges.
I'm comparing wheelchair to wheelchair.
Right, but the wheelchair is part of a group. One of them's on a whole... And one of it's a group. And the wheelchair guy, Stephen Hawking, was way more messed up than Joe from The Family Guy. You know, Joe from The Family Guy is all jacked up. He just can't use his legs, so he's in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm. But Stephen Hawking, I don't know. I don't know. See, it's tough.
I'm going to err on the side of caution and just be like, dude, I'm not getting you a wheelchair.
Smart.
Absolutely. Here's the deal. Getting the wheelchair from me could be an issue. if they go out with another crew, you know, and somebody else gets the wheelchair, what am I supposed to do? Say, don't go trick or treating.
What if you
with
don't
them?
Even know? What if it happens in the midst of trick or treating?
Plausible
and
deniability,
they change costumes.
Bro. I just don't end up needing to be on the local news for some
exactly.
stupid nonsense like a Halloween costume that's not. I don't know. It's weird.
The son of radio.
That's
shock
why I was kind of.
If you know what if you have nothing to do with it, but the son and their whole theme is he's going down the same path.
Yeah, just, taking a page from his father's joke book.
That was a pretty good delivery right there.
That was really good. you can just picture it. It does write itself. But, yeah, I mean, it's just, yeah, I can't see any way that it works. Because somebody
sad,
will take it, you're making fun of. Meanwhile, he's just being the
he's
character
not
from
making
the show.
Fun of it. I mean,
right.
Listen,
but,
I feel like, worst case scenario, and it did happen, I think I could defend it. I really do.
I think a lot of people would agree with you.
I couldn't defend blackface, but I could defend it.
A real wheelchair? Probably not. What if you made like a cardboard cutout of wheels and looking like,
oh, I don't know,
you know, where he's because he's obviously not going to be sitting in the wheelchair and doing trick or treating.
So it's not so real.
Right.
I
don't know.
That might be a way around it.
Maybe. It's still
it's weird, right?
Here's the thing.
I know it's not coming from. I know where it's coming from.
Sure.
And it's not coming from a place of hate or looking to make fun of anybody. It's coming from we want to go out as a guy from the Family Guy.
Right.
That's
so you
it.
Know where it's coming from. It's fine, which is fine with most of this stuff.
Right.
When you know where it's coming from, it's the people who don't know and look at it on the surface and then you get pissed off because you're like, what are you doing in that wheelchair? How about the person, they go to the house trick-or-treating and the mom opens the door and her son, who's 8, is in a wheelchair in the house and all his life he's been in a wheelchair. And now she's like, why would you ever? It's a horrible thing. It's a nightmare for my son and for our family. And why would you ever think that this is a good thing to go out as a costume? And then you're just crushed.
Hey, Pete on line 5, what's up? Pete?
Can't see why you couldn't get him a wheelchair.
What's the matter?
If you look at the X-Men, you've got Dr. Xavier, and the actor that plays him, he can walk perfectly fine, but he's an actor playing a role. So I don't see why you shouldn't be able to get a wheelchair for your kid.
Because that's not the same thing. Because you got an actor playing a role, you're right. But his son isn't an actor playing a role.
Why not?
On a TV show whatever.
He's an actor portraying a character.
Right.
He's a kid.
He's a kid portraying a character.
Right.
What's the difference? Other than the lack of payment, and he's getting paid in candy.
He's getting paid in candy.
Exactly.
Technically,
win-win. That's a win-win.
Right. I think. Yeah. Thanks, Pete.
I feel like it's an unwinnable situation. Of course, if nothing happens and nobody's offended, then it's totally fine.
I just hate these times that we're currently living in.
Yeah, it's very touching.
I don't see it getting any better anytime soon, but I kind of hope it goes away and everybody can get a sense of humor again.
I think the general rule is you can't go out as somebody else's race, situation, culture, whatever it is. I mean, you could be imitate a character, but then again, we're talking about a character.
Let me ask you this question, though.
Somebody will think you're poking fun.
And Monica, I know you're doing the phones too, but step away from the phones. Don't worry about it for a second. Why is it okay that my son can go out as Peter Griffin, who's obese?
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
Well, somebody may not think that's okay.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Halloween's canceled. Brett, call the press. Cancel
somebody
Halloween.
May not think
it's all
should.
Over.
Press release going out now.
It's all over.
It's
Why
done.
Do you have such a problem with being sensitive to other people who don't have it as good as you do? Like,
because
why is it so hard for you?
Well,
it's
taking the fun out of things.
So you want to be able to make fun of people that don't have it as good
Again,
as you.
I don't think my son dressing up as Peter Griffin is making fun of fat people. He's going out as Peter Griffin.
Don't think that. But other people do, and that's my point. How do you not? Why do you have to?
Do you think I don't have obese people in my family?
Okay.
I'll send you a snapshot if you'd like.
That's fine if they're not offended, but do you understand that someone may not have had such a good time in life? They have worse and different experiences than other people. And just because you haven't done it,
I should live my life in a just-in-case mode?
You should live your life sensitive to other people's bad times. Yes, it's not a bad thing to be nice to other people. Like, it's really not.
But again, I'm not going. If my son wanted to dress up as Peter Griffin, I don't think he's going out there because he's being trying to be mean to people.
No, he's just imitating the character.
He's imitating the character.
I get that, but
we're living.
Monica's not wrong. Somebody would say that. I think somebody could say that, not would.
Somebody could.
Right.
So now
I got a kid could be trick-or-treating and see him.
Yes, you
like,
do, Mr. White, average male. You have to be inconvenienced just a little bit. Hey,
when
one
you say
day
that,
a year.
When you say that, all I want to do is reach through this microphone and grab your throat.
And all I want to do is reach through this microphone and grab your throat.
All I want to do is have some fun.
You don't understand. Your fun is at the expense of
other people. You're not the only one. Peter dressing up as Peter Griffin is not being mean to anybody.
You.
It's not being mean to anybody.
Is it? You're a smart man. You have the ability to understand that there are people who have had it really rough in life, and that's who you're being nice to. Why is that? Find someone else to be. There's a gazillion other characters.
Because here's what I think. I think just walking around like a fat slob, and somebody says, "What are you for Halloween?" I'm just a fat slob.
Mm.
That's evil. That's mean.
Mm-hmm.
And that would never happen on my watch.
Because
I'm not mean.
And all I'm asking.
But dressing up as Peter Griffin is not mean.
No.
And it's not mean-spirited. And it's not coming from a dark place. It's dressing up like Peter Griffin. And if anybody wanted to confront my son on that one, I'd be more than happy to back him up. Now, if I got home from work one day, if I got home from work on Halloween, and I saw my kid walking the street looking like some, you know, extremely obese person, for no reason, him and I got a problem.
Screaming, look, I'm fat.
Right. Now I got a problem. You see the difference?
I mean, there's a difference, but it comes down to, it really does come down to what Monica said, is what other people see it as. You know, it's like, and it's unfortunate because he's Peter Griffin, but people see him as just a kid making fun of other fat kids. They could see it as that.
If I know where it's coming from and I can easily explain it, I don't think we should have to live our lives being afraid of somebody else getting upset. I can't do it.
Because then nobody can move or say anything, which is where we're going to.
I can't do it. Any joke that I make can be taken, you know, during the course of any show on any given day can be taken and somebody getting upset. Should I not make them? Should I stop making jokes? Stop trying to make people laugh in case somebody who might get offended? Sorry, man. If that's the case, fire my ass now. I'll gladly walk away.
Yeah, Halloween's a tough one. It really is, because what costume does really work?
Here's the thing.
Besides an animal, because you could go as a dog or something, you're probably fine.
I hate Halloween.
But any person, what are you going as? That won't offend somebody. If you go as Cinderella rags and stuff, like, now you're harping on poor people.
If my son dressed up with a white sheet and he's with Casper the Ghost, whatever it is, albino's going to get upset? You don't know what it's like to be pale? I don't know.
Somebody's going to think he's KKK. Somebody will.
Well, even though it's Casper. Draw ghost eyes on it and stuff like that. And maybe like
sure.
That. Yeah, no, that's a bad example. See what I'm saying? Like, stay home. Stay home.
Yeah. And what? I don't know. It seems like everything is almost a trap. Rod is on line two. What's up, Rod?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, this is Rod. I just question now, should we not go out as pirates? If we had pirates that raped and killed some of our ancestors and it offends me, should we cancel the pirates take over Tampa Bay?
That's interesting. They raped and pillaged. What if one of your pirates has a peg leg?
I know someone on this staff who enjoys Gasparilla way too much for that to get canceled.
I don't know, Rod. Pirate might be okay, although you're a negative thieving person. Who,
don't forget the raping and the pillaging and all
right.
That stuff.
Could hang people from the yard.
Negative.
Yeah. I gotcha.
No, we get it. You're not.
You know, I just, I appreciate it, Rod. Thanks, dude. It's just it was something I wanted to bring up because.
Yeah. Sean is on line
six. I'm kind of wishing I didn't bring it up now.
Well, why? It's kind of interesting because you know how many costumes are coming out and how many of them really have the potential to offend people? Most. Right? It's really tough to find one that doesn't. I'm going to go as a puppy.
Monica, what would you do if they canceled Gasparilla?
Listen, I don't need Gasparilla for an excuse to drink at 9 a.m.
No way.
Last Sunday completely proves
it. Yeah, but you love Gasparilla. You wouldn't want that canceled.
I can absolutely do my own thing and still make a drunken fool of myself.
But it would be a shame if they had to get rid of Gasparilla, wouldn't it? Because somebody got a little uppity?
It's got a weird kind of fake history in Tampa where it's been exaggerated. So it's not like the whole city would shut down if it happened. If some, to be completely honest with you, if someone, if there was a group of people, if there were legitimate and it's possible pirates, you know, ancestors or whatever, and they're offended, I would happily do away with it. And you know how much I love Gasparilla. I would be sad to see it go, but I don't, I would rather not bring up bad memories for these people. And I'm okay with it. It's my life isn't over.
Imagine we've never heard from pirates' ancestors. That would be a riot.
Right.
It's okay.
I'm offended you're bringing up my history and it's so negative. That would be crazy. Can you imagine?
But it'd be understandable if they if it brings back traumatic memories for them and their great grandfather or their grandfather, whatever. I'm not here to bring those memories on. Mm. I'll happily sacrifice one day of my life so these people are not like they don't have these memories and I'm okay with it. Like, why is that bad?
No, it feels like every day that's all you'd be doing is not doing things
and
because
day,
one person might be offended somewhere. That's the thing, if it goes too far, you know what I mean?
Every day is a winding road.
It's very Sheryl Crow-y today.
Nice. Sheryl Crow medley today here on the Roger and JP.
Wasn't there another one you were singing?
And be in denial about just, let's just be enlightened and evolve as a culture where we're more sensitive to other people's needs and maybe a little happier as a result. Or that. Let's be mean to everybody. Screw their feelings and what they're thinking and what they went through and their history.
Sean's on line six. Go ahead, Sean. You got a suggestion? Go ahead.
Yeah, JP. Just put him in blackface, stick him in the wheelchair, put a pride shirt on him, smack a yarmulke on his head and a cross around his neck. Screw them all.
Yeah, kill 12 birds with one costume.
Exactly.
Are you representing all those groups or are you dissing all those groups? Hard to tell. Depends how you look at it. Thank you, Sean.
Awesome.
I wish to take a break. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Halloween, getting more and more difficult every year. Can't wait to see what the kids come to the door as.
See, Brett, you and I hating Halloween, we were way ahead of the game.
I know. I'm very happy to be on the edge.
Mm. Him and I have been making people comfortable on Halloween for 40-plus years.
Roger, JP, be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.